To recommendation 9.2. Quote, recommend that evaluation and monitoring of all programs to ensure the highest quality of services and respect for human rights must occur. Recommend that, in settings where performance-based financing PBF occurs, a system of checks and balances should be in place, including assurance of non-coercion and protection of human rights. If PBF occurs, research should be conducted to evaluate its effectiveness and its impact on clients in terms of increasing contraceptive availability. End of quote. Accountability may be defined as the obligation of power holders to take responsibility for their actions towards citizens who have the right to demand. Note reference 134. The concept of accountability combines three elements: keeping track of what is happening where and to whom, and what is not happening, reviewing progress against objectives, targets and benchmarks, noting differentials in progress across population groups and reflecting on barriers and facilitators for progress, and action to improve performance and provide redress to those who have been ill-served by a program. Accountability mechanisms exist at various levels, from the international to local. At the international level, governments that have ratified various treaties. Note reference 135. Supporting reproductive rights, including the right to information and services related to contraception, obligated to submit regular, periodic reports to the committee which monitors compliance with states with the treaties and obligations. This is an page 37. Accountability mechanism at the international level. The committees use these reports to engage in a constructive dialogue with representatives of the state party and then issue concluding observations, which commend the positive aspects but also raise concerns and make recommendations for further action. Then GOS may hold their governments accountable by preparing and submitting a shadow report to the same treaty monitoring body which addresses omissions, deficiencies, or inaccuracies in the official government reports. Accountability mechanisms at the national and subnational levels may include human rights commissions, professional disciplinary proceedings, annual health or health condition specific reviews produced by the government, and so on. In China, for example, provincial governors regularly report progress on maternal mortality, and funding is dependent on progress. Note reference 136. Civil society actors have participated in holding governments accountable through social accountability mechanisms. Budget tracking is one such activity. The amount that a government allocated in its budget for a particular program may be seen as an indicator of its real priorities, no matter what its policy documents proclaim. Another example is the publication of report cards of government performance. For example, in Bogota, Colombia, the annual report card entitled "How Are We Doing in Health?" measures yearly changes in coverage, quality and public perceptions of health services. Two types of data are collected. The first is statistical data on health systems coverage and health status indicators such as maternal mortality ratio. The second is a survey among citizens which measures citizens' satisfaction with the quality of health services on a scale of 1 worst to 5 best. The survey has been implemented since 1998. Note reference 137. Lieutenant would be important to produce such report cards on sexual and reproductive health and rights, including contraceptive information and services. No matter what the manner of tracking progress is, one important consideration is that the indicators used are human rights-based. This would mean, for example, that we track not only end results such as contraceptive prevalence rates, but also processes that ascertain that human rights were upheld or at the least, not violated, in the course of achieving these results. Note reference 138. In a human rights framework, accountability combines elements of responsiveness, answerability and redress. Formal redress procedures in the health sector are intended to rectify something that has gone wrong, and consists of official venues in which individuals can present their understanding of their entitlements, receive an attentive hearing, and be given an explanation or compensation. Note reference 139. National Human Rights Commissions and Offices of Ombudsman are some examples of remedial and redress mechanisms at the country level. Where right to health as elaborated in international human rights treaties has been incorporated into domestic laws, courts of law within a country would be an effective mechanism of remedy and redress. At the international level, the CEDAW committee oversees complaints procedures, including for the violation of reproductive rights of a woman. Any woman who is not satisfied with redress provided within her own country may approach the CEDAW committee with her complaint. The CEDAW committee has a good track record of redress for the violation of reproductive rights. Note reference 140. Sidebar. Checklist 15. 15.1 Do guidelines and protocols for contraceptive information and services elaborate on how to ensure privacy and confidentiality of the client seeking contraceptive services, including for young people. 15.2 Are norms related to space requirements of health facilities developed keeping in mind the need for visual and auditory privacy? 15.3 Are adequate infrastructural facilities available in health facilities to ensure privacy and confidentiality of all clients? 15.4 Are separate waiting, counseling and examination spaces available for men, for adolescents and young people? 15.5 Are providers aware of the importance of ensuring privacy and confidentiality? 15.6 In practice, are norms related to privacy and confidentiality adhered to by healthcare providers? See Box 9 for basic indicators of privacy and confidentiality. 15.7 Are clients comfortable with the privacy and confidentiality aspects of contraceptive information and service provision? Are assessments of client comfort with privacy and confidentiality carried out at regular intervals? End of sidebar. The emergence of performance-based financing PBF raises some concern from a human rights perspective. PBF is a national tool for improving utilization and provision of healthcare services based on financial or in-kind rewards made to providers, payers or consumers after measurable actions have been taken. Note reference 141. Examples include conditional cash transfers (CCTS) to clients, and incentives paid to providers for meeting targets. Evidence on the effects of PBF suggests that there are many downsides to the approach, including a focus on quantity rather than quality of services, an increase in inequity by rewarding users, providers and facilities that are better able to meet conditionality or targets set by the program. Note reference 142. Both these are in conflict with a human rights-based approach. Page 38. Sidebar. Checklist 16. 16.1 Does the SRH policy/program guidelines specify the creation of mechanisms for regular participation and consultation of community members and service users? 16.2 If mechanisms for participation exist, what proportion of the members of these groups are women? Members of marginalized groups. Are there specific subgroups that are systematically absent from the membership of such mechanisms? 16.3 In practice, what proportion of participatory mechanisms are functional, i.e. conduct regular meetings, maintain meeting records, have records of action taken on the decisions made at a previous meeting? 16.4 In practice, what proportion of women members and members of marginalized groups actually attend meetings of the participatory mechanisms? Which population subgroups are absent? 16.5 In practice, what proportion of women members and members of marginalized groups speak up in meetings as evidenced in meeting minutes of the participatory mechanisms? Which population subgroups remain silent? End of sidebar.